Woke up after midnight, both my neck and arms were sore.
Admit it, you sing this in your car.
On my upper lip, there's a growth I've never seen before. And I wish that there was someone I could call.
A couple of nurses walked in on Dr. Most. He was singing this to himself.
WGN Hotline.
Into his stethoscope.
I have edema on my thigh, pink stuff in my eye, and I need you now.
I said, what are you doing, man? He goes, oh, it just sounds cool.
I've got a stomach pain that's low, fungus on my toe, and I need you now.
Dr. Kevin Most, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, Central DuPage Hospital. Northwestern Medicine, by the way, impact every day. Doc, I picked a terrible day to take the rickshaw to work today. I mean, it was really a bad idea.
Don't you feel sorry for the kids who have the day off today, too?
Oh, what a shame. Yeah. You know, this is the kind of weather that'll keep the kids inside on their computers.
Feel sorry more for the parents, too.
Oh, that's true. That's a good point. There's a commercial running out. I don't even know what the product is, but the end of the commercial is you hear a report on the radio that school's canceled, and the mother reaches for a bottle of wine as she's checking out.
And the problem with that is?
No, it's an observation of life. Remember Aunt John says when she worked here, what she called it, mommy juice?
Mommy juice, yeah, which is a great word for it.
All right, Doc, it's super cold. Let's go through it. Difference between hypothermia and frostbite, and what the hell are we doing outside anyway?
Yeah, you know, that is the big thing, obviously, for today and tomorrow and yesterday. So it is. This is all about prevention. And then if you don't prevent the frostbite from happening, what you guys can do to treat it and to make sure that you're treating yourself safely. So it's good. You know, it's something we should go over once a year, twice a year. And it's kind of important that we're doing it today.
All right. So do you know what hypothermia is? Because I don't know what hypothermia is. I just know I'm cold.
Yeah, so hypothermia is a medical emergency, and people use hypothermia a lot. Say, oh, it's hypothermia. You know, it's not true, but I mean, and if it does get to that point, it's very serious. That's when your entire core body temperature gets down to below 95 degrees. This is that individual who slips and falls outside and can't get up, or is outside for a long period of time and really is not prepared for it. The individual who's stuck in a car and runs out of gas. Those are the people where their entire core temperature, because the body can't maintain that heat, gets down to below 95. Medical emergency, someone that needs to be seen immediately. We have deaths due to hypothermia. What's probably going to be more common today, though, is going to be more cases of frostbite.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yesterday, Doc, I was out covering the opening of an ice rink in Wicker Park, believe it or not. So Steve's laughing at me.
Have you angered someone at Channel 9? How'd you get that assignment?
Yeah. It was actually kind of a fun assignment having to be out in the cold, but I layered up. I had four layers on the top, two layers on the bottom, two pairs of socks, and I brought two pairs of gloves. But where I really felt it at the end of the day was in my lungs.
Yeah. Well, and a couple of things there that I would change. One is I wouldn't wear gloves. I would wear mittens. You know, gloves are not great for keeping your hands warm. And our fingers are one of the areas that we're the most concerned about getting frostbite. So you'd rather wear mittens where you can keep your fingers together and close so they warm each other up. You can make a fist, which allows it to warm. And what I'm telling people now, like for you yesterday, I would have said wear mittens and get a couple of those disposable hand warmers that you can put inside the mitten. They stay warm for hours, and they will keep your digits and your hand warm, which is very important today.
Do you have to call them mittens?
I thought you were going to say digits.
Yeah, digits.
I mean, mittens. I mean, you know.
I actually have one of those in my glove compartment. I forget to bring it.
I'm 54.
Yeah. Little heating pads.
I can't wear mittens. Can't you call them man mittens or something? That doesn't even work.
Mattens.
Mattens. Mantons.
There you go.
You know, FootJoy makes some cool ones, and Titleist makes some
cool ones. Oh, I have those. It's perfectly acceptable on the golf course.
Yep.
All right, so we know what hypothermia is. We know what frostbite is. But if I remember my lessons from Dr. Most correctly, when we come back, what to do if you are suffering from any of these symptoms, even if it's the tingly, itchy fingers, because you walk inside, you crank the water, you know, up to super hot, you're in trouble.
Hot bath, right.
You rub them really fast together, you're in trouble. Remember when my hand fell off?
That was horrible.
I came from the cold and I was rubbing it together. My hand just broke off.
It was awful.
It's like a Daffy Duck thing. It just crumbled on the floor. Stand by, Doc. More with Doc in a second. Again, Dr. Kevin Most, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. Impact every day. Mary's here with your traffic trouble spots. What's happening? All right, 6:52. Back to Dr. Kevin Moe, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, Impact Every Day. All right, so we've got the frostbite symptoms. Obviously, it's a medical emergency, as you said, if you have hypothermia. But you got the frostbite symptoms. What's the wrong thing to do?
Yeah, so let's just go over the symptoms again real quick. So, you know, you get some tingling sensation in the skin. You know, like I said, it's usually the fingers, exposed skin, ears, tip of the nose. And you're going to get this kind of tingling sensation, burning sensation. The skin will often get very red initially, and then it'll get to kind of a waxy color and get hard. And you kind of either lose sensation or you can have a lot of discomfort. That's when you know we're a little bit more serious here. So probably the big thing is, like you said, when you walk in, anytime we walk in from outside in the cold, what do? We rub our hands together and say, boy, is it cold out, right? That's the absolute worst thing you can do when you have frostbite.
And why is that?
Well, because the skin itself, the cells in the skin have water in them, and they're actually frozen. So when you're doing that, you're doing damage to the skin, you're doing damage to the cells, you're doing damage to the nerves, and you're doing damage to the blood vessels. All those things you don't want to do. You want to warm these back up so that that ice melts instead of damaging the cells and letting the ice melt now outside of the cell.
So is this what you were feeling yesterday?
Oh, I was freezing my... Well, I wasn't wearing mittens. I was wearing gloves, Doc, so that could be a problem. But yeah, I definitely felt it in my fingers and my toes.
And you don't want to come in and run hot water. If you're going to run warm water, you want somebody who's already been inside to test it, right?
Correct, because you're numb. You can't tell how hot that water is. So you don't want to turn the water on to hot and then actually burn skin that's already very vulnerable. Same thing is why we don't want you to use an oven or a fireplace. You can't tell how warm that is. So you get somebody to turn on the water, make sure it's warm but not hot, and then just gently let the water run over the digits or run over the fingers until they come back to normal. You will start to get discomfort. So sometimes even taking an Advil or two prior to you warming this up is going to be helpful, because as they rewarm, you're going to have discomfort.
And as you're outside, I remember walking into church yesterday when it was super cold. You know, the inclination is to not move what's freezing. But, you know, your face feels like it's going to fall off.
Yeah.
But you keep it moving because you're increasing blood flow, right?
Absolutely.
So you look like a mental patient walking in going, rah, 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 you know, but you're moving your face.
Yeah, you want to keep moving. And people that are walking around without hats on today, make sure you hold your hand up and cup those ears every so often. Because ears, we don't think about them too often, but they're totally exposed. Air can get all the way around them. And, you know, especially someone like Paul Conrad, you know, his ears are getting bigger. You know, those are the ones that we get concerned can get frostbite quicker.
Yeah. What do you make of my toe growing? I know we've talked about this before, but my toe's getting bigger.
Yeah, you need glasses.
All right, so what happens? It gets cold. Everybody wants to run away to Mexico. Well, unless you're, you know, Sean Penn, then you run away and you try to save the world, because I don't know if you heard, he's a journalist.
Right.
More on that idiot coming up. But if you go away to Mexico, you're going to come back with a brand new disease.
Well, you hopefully don't, but you've probably seen in the news, because this is really
I've never heard of this.
Oh, yeah, it's been on national news. It's been in all the journals recently.
Yeah, I don't pay attention to the information. Is it Zika or Zika?
Zika.
Zika virus.
Yep. Yep, so this is a virus that, you know, 1950s was only in Africa, has now unfortunately spread across into South America and up into Mexico. And for most people, it's what I call an inconvenience, kind of similar to the flu. You're going to get muscle aches, you're going to get a rash, you're going to get fever. But the concern we have is that this one is one that can affect fetuses. So the pregnant mother is the one that we really want to make sure does not get exposed to this, because it causes a condition called microcephaly, or at least it can, where the child's head is much smaller and they have severe mental developmental changes.
So in that case, what are we looking for symptom-wise, and what are we looking to prevent?
Yeah, that's the tough part, is, you know, the symptoms are similar to what we expect with almost any other virus. And the bad thing is that it's been so obscure that we don't have any testing for it. Well, we do, but it's not easy testing. It's not a quick test that we can do. And there's no vaccine and there's no treatment. So really the big thing right now is prevention, and prevention mainly, again, for females who are pregnant. So they should really be watching where they're going to travel, or if they're going to travel. With spring break coming up right now, I think you're going to see the CDC come out and make a very strong statement that pregnant females should not be going to Mexico, should not be going to the Caribbean, should not be going to Puerto Rico at this time.
All right, Doc, great information as always. And for people that want to stay healthy, you pay attention to Dr. Most every Monday and all the resources he lays out here and all the great information. We appreciate it. You know that.
You got it.
Northwestern Medicine. Impact every day. You wearing your mittens, Doc?
I did. I actually do have my FootJoy mittens in the car.
Okay.
I like how you guys have to say FootJoy because that makes them golf mittens as opposed
manly.
To like
exactly.
Sound of Music mittens.
They're not like knit mittens. They're really cool looking.
Yeah.
They're cool. And they're big and you can slap a friend with them. thanks, Doc. Talk to you later. And let's take a break. Come back. What did Sean Penn say on 60 Minutes last night about his El Chapo interview? No, I'm asking. What did he say? Because I watched it, and I have no idea what the hell he was talking about.
He infuriated me.
You know what made more sense? The Lincoln commercials with Matthew McConaughey.
Right.
You know, the one with the bull, where he's talking to the bull. Oh, that's a big bull.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bull's drooling, yeah.
I don't know what the hell Sean Penn's talking about. I'm going to turn my car around, big bull. We'll talk about it coming up in just a few minutes. Right now, a couple minutes before 7 on 720 WGN.